David Hochberg, our own sweet home Chicago, you are doing a great thing that I thought, you know what, the more people that know about this, the better. Congratulations for doing what you are doing, David. But let's explain what you're doing for Chicago police officers.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Steve. I've teamed up with Alderman Matt O'Shea, the 19th Ward, and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to raise funds and awareness to purchase vests for the officers of the Chicago Police Department. A lot of listeners don't realize this. A lot of Chicagoans don't realize this, that the officers, when they graduate the academy, are provided a bulletproof vest. A bulletproof vest, because of wear and tear and the degradation of the bulletproof material, have to be replaced every 5 years at a cost of $500 to the officers. And when I heard about that, I'm like, that's a little backwards and very ridiculous. And I'm like, let's do something about it. So we're having a vest-a-thon. We're calling it a vest-a-thon next Saturday on our show, 10 to 1 after Lou's show. We're going to raise funds. Hopefully we'll raise $200,000. That's our goal, to purchase 400 bulletproof vests.
Well, you've raised money. Yeah, I mean, this is great. You've raised money so far, so you're part of the way there. How close are you is one question. But the second, and you touched on this just a little bit, but why do this, David? It's a great thing to do. I am all for it. I'm a supporter of the Chicago police. I think police, it's interesting because at one point in time, it was defund the police. And now we're looking down the street, no matter where you live, not only in Chicago, but other urban areas all over the country, and saying, where are the police? We need the police. We need more police.
Well, yeah. And not only do we need the police, but we need to support the police. And I think that's the important push that we're bringing to this, is that, you know, when I grew up as a young kid, I was taught to respect the police and say thank you to the police and say thank you for your service. I still do that to this day. When I'm driving around Chicago, if I'm at a stop sign and I see a police officer next to me, I honk, and, you know, they roll down the window. I say thank you for your service and what you do to protect us.
Is the police officer next to you for another reason, with a light that happens to be
going? No,
okay.
No. They would typically be behind me pulling me over.
I see. Okay. Listen, I do the same thing walking down Michigan Avenue or in the neighborhood which I live, if I see the police. And at one point in time, you were kind of afraid to do that. I have friends who work with the Chicago Police Department who have given me certain T-shirts with a logo on it. And it was like, do I wear this? Don't I wear this? And that's crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts. And you know what? Listen, I'm proud of my police officers, right? And whenever I see them on horseback, if they're trying to, you know, show some type of strength and awareness at an event, you know, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. You know, they're up there, it's 90, 100 degrees out, and they're up on their horses, and their horses are serving us as well, right? So how much have we raised? I'll answer your questions. We've raised about, I'd say, a little over 80 grand so far. Walsh Construction, Local 150, stepped up with a donation of over $60,000. My team Hochberg, is donating $10,000. Ravine Paving and Joe Cotton Ford have donated $2,500 each, those two fine organizations. And then a couple of our sponsors on Home Sweet Home Chicago, Dykstra Home Services, Next Door and Window, Law Office of David Schluter, as well as my urologist, because you always need to have your urologist step up.
Yes,
donated $1,000.
And your proctologist going on the other end, has he?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
I've got a meeting with him this week, and
I've got a question. I've got several questions via text here from listeners.
Yeah.
I won't be able to get to all of them. First of all, several people are saying what I am saying and cannot say loud enough. Congratulations for leading this campaign. One question here is, what about vests for dogs?
That, you know what, that's one of the questions. Next week we're bringing in a bunch of police officers, and that's what we're going to ask them, right? What about the canine patrol that's out there, right? I mean, they're on the front lines with the police officers every single day. So I will ask that question for you and your audience, and get to the bottom of that. And,
well, let me know, because if I can help specifically with that, I am more than happy to do it. So how can people make a contribution if they want to do so right now? I'm thinking you are not going to stop them.
Yes. Thank you for this again, for the opportunity. There is a website open and operational. If your listeners would like to find out more information, they could go to two different websites. It goes to the same place, WGNVest, WGNVEST, or CPDVest, singular.com. They can learn about what we're doing. They can see the companies that have already donated and are sponsoring this event and have so graciously given their money and their products. You know, special shout out to Wilson Sporting Goods has donated a bunch of footballs and basketballs. Dan Hampton has stepped up and signed some jerseys and some footballs.
Nice.
Chris Chelios, Troy Murray, Eddie Olczyk, Dennis Savard, Jonathan Taves, Kane have all signed jerseys. So thank you to all of the professional football and basketball and baseball players and basketball players. So your listeners could go to cpdvest.com or wgnvest.com to donate right now. Next Saturday, we're going to be auctioning off those specific items to bring awareness and raise more money. And I will ask that question about bulletproof vests for the canine unit and for the dogs that serve us as well.
Thank you. What time can people hear you on the radio with your Vest-a-thon on Saturday?
Yep, the Vest-a-thon is during our regularly scheduled show from 10 a.m. to 1. We're dedicating the entire show. We've got the Emerald Society bagpipes and drums from the Chicago Police Department are going to take us in and out of breaks as the bumpers in and out of the breaks with the slogan. They're going to play in Studio B next to where you're at up on the 18th floor so they don't have to play at funerals for fallen Chicago police officers. And the biggest thing about this is that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, they do great things for the families of fallen officers that get killed in the line of duties.
Indeed, yes.
That get killed in the line of duty. And all we're trying to do is reallocate those funds that they're dedicating towards the police bulletproof vests so they could better take care of the families of the fallen police officers that died serving us. And that's all we're doing, right? You know, all of this money that we are raising is to enable the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to take that money that they normally would have put towards vests to put it towards the families of fallen police officers so they could better take care of those families. That's what it's all about.
I'll tell you, and this is really the truth. I mean, I've done these sorts of kinds of things over the years here, as you I'm sure know, on WGN.
Yeah.
We're lucky to be here on WGN because no other radio station would support this like WGN Radio does. And rightly so. I mean, what you're doing, David, is absolutely terrific. Thank you very much, and thank you for jumping in on the radio with me.
No, thanks for the opportunity to take a couple minutes out of your show so I could bring awareness to your listeners, and hopefully they tune into our show next Saturday from 10 to 1 and tell all their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors about this, because the more awareness we bring to it, the more money that we raise, the more vests that we could purchase, and the more lives that we could hopefully save.
Absolutely. David Hochberg, thank you so much.
Take care, buddy. Bye.